were sitting there yesterday watching the game. Again, shout out to all the folks at Wicked Wolf in Midtown. Great spot over there on 11th, right off Peachtree. Big open doors. Mm-hmm. So, like, big, like, you know, just a nice vibe for a day like yesterday. A lot of Falcons fans in the building, which is really, really great. Nice and loud. Gave away some good prizes. Gave away some tickets to the Falcons-Seahawks game coming up on Sunday as well. But there was a couple times in the first half where just plays worked so well, especially in the passing game. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, man. And I know a lot of it has to do with Kirk being the quarterback and the respect that defenses have to have for that. Just, like, plays scheming receivers open and guys just being wide open. Mm-hmm. We just haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. We just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It was like, and I'm not here to drag Arthur Smith through the mud, whatever. Arthur Smith was in a bad situation with the quarterbacks that he had on this team.
Exactly.
But still, it's just really nice to see, wow, that was a game planned reception.
Yeah.
Like that was a play caller getting his receiver wide open and making that play. It's just not something that we've seen very much over the last couple of years. Really cool to see that every Sunday now with the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think as coordinator and quarterback get more and more familiar, quarterback and receivers get more and more familiar, it's just going to keep getting better. Mm-hmm. It's going to keep getting better. And so you're in a spot where you still haven't played your best. I mean, you've had some really great moments, but you still haven't played your best. And you're continuing to win games while you're doing that. And I think that's the biggest thing, because these things count. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're learning each other, but you're playing games that count, you know, towards your record. And so for you to find a way to win three games in a row, it's been a really good run for this offense. And you said it last week, this is going to have to be an offense-driven team.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct.
Very clearly.
Because the defense is just not doing what it needs to do. Now, as far as stopping the run and as far as, you know, not sacking the quarterback and everything like that, because – you know, we're going to still enjoy this game this week today and everything, but they got a problem coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Seattle is a problem, because Seattle got dudes at the receiver spot.
They
and
do.
I'm talking about dudes that, you know, they ain't played yet. Now, you can maybe say Kansas City, maybe more or less with the quarterback, but I'm talking about you got a monster in number 14.
Mm-hmm.
You got a dude who, for some reason, in Tyler Lockett always seems to get behind the damn defense and makes a play.
And he's got magnet hands.
And he got magnet
hands. The ball touches his hands.
Catches everything.
And Jackson Smith and Jigba's a nice young player, too.
And then you got the running back. When he's healthy,
both
one of the best.
Both of them.
The offensive line's okay. Geno's is athletic. But the one thing Geno will do, he'll throw it to you.
If you pressure him.
Yes, Geno will throw it to you.
If you pressure him.
So you got to get pressure.
If you let Geno sit back there in a pocket, he's going to throw for 400 yards.
And, with them dudes.
Yeah.
So you got an issue. But go back to yesterday.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, but back to yesterday. Back to yesterday, just a complete team victory. The defense got the turnovers when you needed the defense against the turnover. Nice kickoff return. Yeah, nice kickoff return.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was good. Yeah, anyway. I thought, you know, when you talk about all three phases and everything like that, I think that this team, if they can find a pass rush mark, they're one of the best teams in the NFC. If they can rush the pass, because I'm pretty sure, and I think, from my experience, if they're able to rush the pass, that's going to help the secondary.
Yeah.
It's going to help the secondary.
But I think we know pretty clearly at this point that they can't.
No.
Like, this group of guys is just not going to be able to get
the lead. And I never believed in that lead crap.
No.
But, I mean, y'all want to keep telling me, I keep listening.
Yeah, well, you get to the point where it's just kind of, I don't even know what the word is. It's just so frustrating to have to sort of dig that deep to try to come up with excuses for why people aren't getting home on the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's what it was. I'm sorry. They had a block punt. That's what it was. I was like, I know they had a special teams play. Block punt. That's what it was.
If that's what you were clinging to, obviously that goes out the window, having that lead, especially in the second half against a quarterback that's immobile. You had him one point. He spun out of it, Andy Dalton, and he runs like 20 yards on you, which is like, so I don't know. I mean, I know it's the NFL. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do this. It's more of this now than it has been, but you might have to seriously look at the trade market to try to get a person in here on the edge.
What did we get?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. Max Crosby pushed his coach yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, dog.
I don't know. I have no idea.
This group
can't rush the pass.
They need somebody. Or they got to risk it.
You
got to start bringing guys. You got to start bringing guys. One of the two. Somebody got to have like an overnight. Somebody went and got a damn fried chitlin sandwich from the lady down in Fort Valley. Gave him that boost of protein and stuff that chitlin's supposed to do for you. And go out there and just have – I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
It's not on this
roster.
Because
it's not on this roster.
Judon's a good player, yes. But you're going to have to help on that line.
You got to figure something out.
If you're just going to rush, if you're not going to add extra pressure and stuff like that.
And right now, they seem real hesitant. Now, they will come with zero every now and then.
Sure.
You know, they'll come with that bomb, zero bomb blitz every now and then. But, I mean, even in that area, you can't live like that because you're going to get your ass told eventually.
Oh, yeah. Eventually, they're going to figure it out.
Eventually, they're going to figure it out.
For big plays.
But, I mean, you know, you had the turnover early, but you had the penalty on the interception by Jesse Bates. Mm-hmm. Was a, you know, Judon offside. But they did get the two turnovers. They did, you know, they did limit the possession. You already talked about the A.J. Terrell interception. They're driving, you know, and it was great to see A.J. get a pick. It was a long time. And he's had a couple of those just like that. But
yeah.
He's dropped them.
Yeah.
So they went through his hands and everything.
It was good to see him catch it.
Yes, he got that. And then, of course, you know, my man Frank, just go Scoe Clark. Go Scoe, man. I mean, you missed me with the whole, you don't want the defense to go out there and run any more plays, somebody get hurt. Man, go to hell with that. Go Scoe Clark. Because I tell you what would have happened. If he would have scoped, every single one of them damn defensive teammates would have been in that end zone doing that dumbass thing they do with the Cameron end zone.
Oh, yeah.
All
they all would have gone in there and posted together.
All of them would have been there. Don't miss me with that crap.
Maybe Clark Phillips has a cool touchdown celebration that he's been working on.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I was like,
you see all kinds of stuff.
And then it looked horrible with him trying to stop, too. Like, go.
Well, I thought almost was like, oh, did he get hurt?
Yes.
Like, what happened? Oh, I guess he took a. I guess okay, yeah. And then yeah.
I mean, go Scoe, man.
Sure,
go Scoe.
If he's coached to do that,
go Scoe.
Fine, but yeah, get in the house, celebrate with your teammates.
What would I give up to get Max Crosby from the Rams second round pick right now?
Sure,
bam.
Yeah, bam.
Bam!
Because things are getting horrible there.
Yeah, like, oh yeah.
By the time you and me go out to Vegas for that Monday night game,
there's going
to
be a new coach.
They might have a new coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, they already made a quarterback change. They're going to trade Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have Max Crosby if you're them.
Yeah.
You're just wasting
it. Yeah.
Send him on over here.
Yeah, send him to Atlanta.
Send him on over.
Yeah, why not?
That's exactly what this team needs.
He's from this area. No, he's not from this area. He don't live too far.
He probably grew up a Braves fan.
He's from.
Everyone did.
I think he's from Michigan. Michigan ain't that far from
Is
Atlanta.
That where he's from?
I don't know. I think he went to Eastern Washington, I think he went to Eastern Washington or something. But yeah, it ain't that far.
He didn't go to Eastern Washington.
Sure? Where'd he go? I'm sorry. Illinois.
He went to Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan, yeah. Eastern Michigan, okay. Yeah, that ain't that far.
Yeah, he's from Michigan, but so what?
So what?
That's not that far. You could drive there
if
you needed to. Lapeer, Michigan. No one's ever heard of that.
No.
Come on down.
I bet Atlanta's better than Lapeer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely is.